Good morning, Wickersham Company.
There's Marty. How you doing? It's Garrett.
Garrett, what's happening?
Oh, you know, just rocking and rolling, man. Just trying to solve the world's problems one diamond at a time. I'll be quick. I know you're busy, busy, busy. I haven't heard back from Haley. I emailed her a couple times.
No response. I'm a little shit.
Yeah. Do we know if she showed the radiance or if they've moved from the safe at all?
She was going up there. I actually saw her in person. Her backside and the back of her head, and she says, "Hi, Marty," and then, bam, I hear the door shut. I ask Eric where the hell she had such a rush to. She had to meet Dad at the airport, and they were buzzing up to Fresno. I think that was Friday. So today is Tuesday, so, I haven't heard. I'll put the bug in Erica's ear and see if she's heard anything.
Yeah,
no,
shoot me a text, give me a call. The 320, right? I've got time on both of them, but, like, the 320's got a couple looky-loos, so I just didn't know.
It's a damn nice-looking diamond.
Right? I mean, they ain't cheap, but I see the value, you know? Like,
right.
They get a big look, and they are handsome. But, I mean, if she didn't take them up with her, I don't know.
Oh, no, she did. I think, and see, why they got shipped here, and then she has to... Well, I guess she has to meet the guy, and why they meet in Fresno, I don't know who the hell.
Well, I would have shipped them up to Fresno. I just didn't know.
Right. Well, maybe she didn't know where the guy was going to float into. He's from out of town. He's like a college buddy of her brother's.
Gotcha. Okay.
So,
well, I mean, if you haven't mounted one up yet, I don't know if that looks good or not.
You know what it could be, too. Mother's Day. He maybe somewhere brought him close to her for Mother's Day.
Oh, maybe.
Could be. So, yeah, I don't know where his mommy lives, but... Hey, Fresno, Bakersfield, what's the difference? 2 hours away, wherever they want to meet, just get there.
Yeah. Well, I called and followed up with Erica after the fact because I'm like, shit, I didn't know if they needed them in Fresno. And she's like, no, here's fine. And I'm like, okay, thank goodness. But like, I always like saving the trip. I mean, you guys have had to ship things up to Fresno after I ship them to you. So it's like,
right.
It's redundant. You know, I try and save that extra step. But next time I'm sure to ask.
Now,
so how are you doing? How the piles of trials going?
Oh, it's ridiculous. You don't even want to know what I'm working on right now. It's...
Lab-grown?
Let's see, May Leslie came in yesterday with about a three-hour repair, rebuild all prongs, size, maybe 4 hours worth of work on a two-ring set for her sister. Okay,
Nice.
But she gave me a gift bag of... her healthy snacks, and you can't tell her no, and you can't charge, so I just took it like a man. So that's coming up. And that's just part of the two-month pile. And then Christy hosed me the other day. She stood here and pulled out one thing after a fucking another for like three straight hours. I'm like, you got to be kidding. And then she finally leaves, and she wanted to come in the next day. Erica says, no, we're fine. So thank God we saved me another... But she's got another bag of crap to test and this and that. She'll be here this coming Friday. So Friday's a bust. Because I have a doctor appointment. And then Thursday I have a funeral. I'm going to try to just squeeze most of the day off.
I mean, I would. I'm sorry, for your loss. Family friend or family member?
Yeah, my brother-in-law's sister. So she was cool. We hung out, you know, a couple times a year at family gigs for the last 25 years.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
I wasn't real close to her, but she's real nice.
She had
early 80s and... I think a lot of it had to do, I saw her at the grocery store one day, and like a thing of eggs and two giant bottles of vodka.
I blame the eggs.
All I need to know.
Yeah. Yeah, using those egg whites, huh?
Yeah, I'm working on a 3-stone push present platinum ring for Haley right now. Her husband's up our ass, and I didn't even know about it until this Monday, but the casting's been sitting here, and for a whole last week, I just looked right past it because it said Haley on it. Well, it didn't mean anything to me, but all of a sudden now it's husband's up our ass. So got some Melian this morning. I'm miking through it all and got to fit 295s to 3-1s and a ring design for 3mm. And she forgot 4 of the prongs on the design, so she must have designed her own push present in a hurry. So, yeah, between all the old ladies barking for their repairs and... We're getting Stockdale Jewelers out of business. Had a little wave of Stockdale Jewelers customers coming in. Broken crap from the going out of business sale.
Yeah. Should I, want me to give them a call?
Yeah, no shit. Oh, yesterday I had a big, it looked like probably a 4-carat radiant. And little share prong, maybe 15 pointers down the sides. Everything was about to fall out. She's worn it for 1 year. It's 14 karat yellow gold. I don't know where it came from, but it sets so poorly, and the prongs are so long and spindly and overly notched. Basically, we have to tell her, please, have insurance or take it back to where it came from, or let's start all over.
Yeah.
It's just, it was bad. But, you know, this crap's coming in, and I just don't want to have to own it for a lifetime, so it's...
Right. You put you fix that, and then something actually does fail on it, and now it's your baby.
It's my baby.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense to me either. It kind of kills me. It's like, hey, I bought this really shitty car. It's got 400,000 miles on it. Could you change the fluid?
Yeah, and give me a warranty.
Yeah, exactly. And then it falls apart. Wheels come off the thing, and I come back to you. Yeah, I just changed the oil. No, the wheels fell off. It's your fault now.
Right.
You're the last person to touch it. Car was fine before that.
Right. It's just ridiculous. So I'm sitting here looking at, yeah, it seems like every time I turn around, there's just an extra job or two snuck in, and then between Christy and May Leslie hosing me, it's like, oh, my God, now Haley. Erica's not hosing me. I don't have any work going for her right now.
But don't say too loud.
Kind of nice. Yeah, yeah.
Something will find its way in.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a new friend of mine in the shooting club. I cleaned off the old bench behind me yesterday and made him a little workshop bench. And he's going to systematically go through all of Abrams' guns and all the guns we have in the showcases. And he's got about 25 lined out. He did the first one last night. He looked like Dexter over there in his little rubber gloves, just going to town on this thing for an hour. Man, it looked like it was almost better than brand new. It was slick.
You sell guns at Wickersham?
Well, I'm thinking we could make more money instead of fixing Gladys's worn-out prongs. Everyone in this town say, we clean guns, you know, $75 for basic pistol, and the kid can take an hour, pay him $20-$25 if he's furnishing all the cleaning materials, Q-tips, oil, grease, spray, bullshit. You know, pay him $22 an hour, even $25. Charge the public $75.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, all day long, you know, say he's making this couple grand a week.
Yeah. Holy cow.
But
who's
I'm
doing this, Abrams?
What's that?
Who's doing that work?
Some kid, a 23-year-old friend of mine from our shooting group.
Oh, how cool.
I proposed it to Abrams, and he's like, huh, yeah, all right, sounds good. Tell him go for it. I'm like, interesting. But I know how that's going to go. He needs to send him a video per gun and say this is how long it took. Do you want me to try to speed it up or slow it down? Enjoy it and be extra perfect. He's going to go for the, for a few bucks extra, take your time.
Yeah.
So we're thinking, yeah, $22 an hour. He furnishes all the cleaning supplies and just, God, you should see him pull this shit apart. He's total, it's like somebody doing a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Oh.
So I'm hoping maybe I can lure him into, you know, while he's here, hey, here's how you size this. Here's how you do a basic battery. Here's how you tighten. And if I can get his wheels turning and showing any interest in this.
He's mechanically inclined, yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, you should, what's the difference? That fine-tooling
right.
work, you know?
Right. I mean, gun-wise, he just goes nuts over it, and he's crazy. And then we were building wood tables. I'm like, dude, can you help an old man out? I've got three going right now, and you've got your thumb up your ass in between jobs. Here's all the wood. I pre-cut it. It's like, just screw this shit together. You know, 3 months later, he brought the wood back to me, and so I guess he just sucks at woodwork. So, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out how his brain works yet.
Tearing those guns apart, though. He's got it.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, and it's like boom, 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 boom. He's got a pile of parts, and he just throws it all back together like he's done it a million times. Freaks me out. I mean, he did one for JC, and I'm like, dude, how did you pull that apart so fast? Showed him every little thing, how to do this, where to do that. You got to push this pin down, or you'll break it. Slide this part way, pull the trigger, then it slides off. How? You have one of these? And he's like, no, I saw it on YouTube a couple of years ago, and I remembered it. Like, okay, you're on the spectrum, buddy.
Yeah, a little savant action happening there.
Yeah, he can't take pre-cut wood and screw the shit together, so I'm like, what is going on?
Right, but he can take apart, I mean... Yeah, I remember, I forget where they picked it up from, but I have a Beretta 12, and it's a lot of fun to shoot. I haven't shot it in years and years, I should take that out, but where we got it from, they put a washer on backwards, kind of like a lock it's like a locking washer, but it's more of a spring. It's at the edge. It's at the end of the stock. God, I used to know all the terminology. I can't remember. It's a magazine for the shells, but they put it on backwards, so the barrel didn't seat well with the chamber, and there was this tiny gap. So I bring this gun home, and they throw up a water jug for me, and I go to pull the trigger, and I just hear click, and I go, that's weird, dry fired. And that washer being on backwards creates just a big enough gap between the firing pin and the shell.
Wow.
Didn't connect. And thank goodness it didn't, because, I mean, gaps inside guns like that typically aren't,
good. That doesn't end well.
Yeah, it doesn't end well. But luckily I didn't blow my face off, and I figured it out and put it back together.
You got to be careful with that shit, buddy. Yeah. I tell you about a 1953 Russian SKS.
No way. Really? You've got an SKS?
Yeah, this gal.
That's cool.
Moving to Portland area. She's into mountain biking, and I don't know what happened here, but she's like, got to go. She sold me 1,320 rounds of...
Oh, that lady.
Yeah, and then she came at me with those two guns. That and a Mini 14, which shoots a 223. It looks like a ranch gun. And she, I kind of looked it up. I'm like, this is a $1,250 gun. It's got a nice scope on it. I'm like, shit, depending on the scope, it could be $1,400. She had it promised to somebody for $700, and he hadn't shown up with the money yet. So I'm all, here, well, $720 right now, buy it. Shoved it in her hand as fast as I could. She's all yours. I'm like, thank you. And then I got to thinking about this SKS she proposed. I'm looking at the prices on these things that are $2,000 to $3,000.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I believe it.
And I asked her, I'm like, so what are you thinking? She says, I'll part with it for $1,300, and if you need to flip it, take it out to the range. She says, within a couple hours of showing it around, you can make $300 or $400 real quick. I'm like, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I'll take it.
Yeah, those SKSs are pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty bitchin' looking.
Yeah. 1950s, too. Cold War.
Yeah, 53, and she says it's collectible, never been fired. I'm like, huh, so I'm the guinea pig that gets to shoot that for the first time?
Never been fired? What?
Yeah, that's what she said. I mean, when the factory made it, maybe they tested it,
yeah,
and it's just been sitting around as a collectible, and she dumps
weird
it for $1,300.
Right, weird. It, you don't think her haste to sell this shit and get back up to Washington or whatever was related? You're going to find out that half the shit you bought involved in some murder.
She
had to go.
And, hey, it was the old-fashioned way, too. Cash and carry. No digging around with paperwork and paying taxes. So, yeah, I've got the... Oh, and then, did I tell you, there's a little 22 rifle, just cute little thing. It's got a little mini mag, and then you have to kind of lever, or what do you call it, bolt action in each one.
Oh, cool.
It's a click, 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 click up top with the little bolt slide deal, and it's cute. A little target. She's
little plinker.
Yeah, a $25 plinker. I couldn't even take it home and show my wife and child because they think I'm full of shit and I paid $300 for it.
$25.
She's going to bring me 2 for $100. And she's all, I decided to keep one of them, but since I told you, 2 for $100, I'll just do this on a half price, $25. And she says, I also brought this. I'm like, what the hell is this? I'll take it. So you don't know how much I want for it. So your prices are fair, so I think I'll take it. She said, well, I want $200. I was like, well, perfect. She drives away. I go look it up on my phone, and they trade for around $350. I said, all right.
Not bad. Yeah. These are good prices.
Yeah, it looks like a little, it's a trippy-looking little gun. It looks, you know the German Lugers?
Yeah.
It looks like that, but it's a Ruger Mark III 22/45 model. I'm like, huh. Stainless steel, good-looking little gun. It's older, like 70s probably.
Huh. 22/45, like you could change the barrel out and put a 45
in
there?
I don't know what the 45 means. I think that means 45 style, so it looks like a 45 of something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I've got to do a little more research. I don't know shit about them, but, the 23-year-old kid that's down there is like, oh, yeah, those are this and this and that, and he's like, I've got a box for that. I picked it up at a thrift shop for $2. I'll trade you out some bullets for it or something. Brings down the gun, fits in like it was pretty much made for it. All right. So I had a good week. Spent a lot of money, but it was a good week.
Yeah, that's often, those are often the best weeks.
Yeah.
Got some new toys.
My first and my only 22 semi-auto pistol.
Well, that SKS, so you sent me a photo of that. That's bitching. That's really cool. I'm familiar with that.
Yeah,
Bozins and all the Russian stuff. My buddy went elk hunting with a Mosin, and the Mosin Nagant, it was like the World War II special rifle for.
Oh wow.
For and his has a hammer and sickle on it. It's got notches on it from whoever owned it prior, and
you only
assume, what the notches mean, but I can't really tell.
Wow.
But I've shot it a couple times. It's quite the kick, but.
What size round does that shoot?
308.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let me see it real quick. Mosin again.
Big
caliber.
Big round.
7.62-54.
Oh, interesting.
7.62.
That's a beast.
Not 308. What do they call that? 311.
Oh, big damn. 311. Yeah. I've never heard of that. Huh.
Yeah. Well, that's some Russian shit, but, typically 311 to 3.12 is the diameter, but, they're beastly, but, so I can't believe you got an SKS, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was kind of hesitant, I'm like, I'm only going to buy one, only one gun, and it's four.
Does that have the clip, too?
No, it's kind of weird looking, I thought, well, maybe it's interchangeable with an AK mag, and it's not. It's got some thing you strip clip it in from the top. I can see you load like 5 or 7 rounds in from the top, and it's just got this little nubbin sticking down. So it can't have that big, beautiful banana mag.
There's two different, you can single load 5 in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's got like a built-in fixed mag.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm not going to mess with it if I try to retro it and do all
you
that.
You can take that off, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Custom that so that you can take that off and fit a clip. I don't think they're different model guns, but they're different. Like, that's a fixed mag versus a banana.
Right.
But,
right.
Yeah, those are cool as shit. I'd love to rip five rounds. And is that what you bought all the rounds for?
Yeah, that's what she had them, I guess. And, well, if she's never fired it, never going to fire it, why the hell did she load up with so many rounds?
Right. Would you say 1,500 rounds?
What's that?
How many did she have, 1,500?
1,320.
1,300, my goodness. And you took half of them.
Yeah, at first I'm like, you know what, I don't really have room in my safe. I don't know where I'm going to put even 820. I said, give me 820, and then you can do a quick flip on your last 500 before you move. No big deal. People snap up 500 rounds all day long. And I got to thinking about it. Why am I squabbling over 60 cents? I can't buy it that cheap anywhere in the world. So
right. So you picked it all up.
I said, I'll take the other 500. And she's like, well, I would have done 55 cents if you took them all up front, but I'll do 55 cents on the last 500. I'm like, fair enough. I'm not going to complain.
Even better.
Yeah, save me another tiny bit. 5 cents times 500. What is that, $25?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's not cheap shit, but every time you pull that trigger,
yeah.
Those,
boom, boom.
They go to the dollar.
Buck 20.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That looks like fun. I'd love to shoot an SKS. That'd be great.
I'm excited. I had to leave them at. We met at a neutral site. I guess this gal's wife doesn't want strangers over to their house.
Fair enough.
I'm like, fair enough. And my wife probably doesn't need to see what we're doing here. So let's meet at the random middle house that we met at. We have a friend in common, and this gal just happened by, and so we called it Switzerland. Let's meet over at Switzerland and handle our business. I said, oh, by the way, Lynn, can you store these for me until I figure out a way to assimilate them into the collection quietly? I don't want to ruffle any feathers. My wife's been a workaholic nursemaid for my ass, so if I come traipsing home with more guns, it wouldn't end well. Had to kind of cool it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't possess them yet, and it's killing me.
Oh, I bet. You've just bought a brand new toy. You can't play with it.
Yep. It hasn't been fired since 1953, and I'm going to, by God, I hope it works well, but I'm going to have to just, I don't know, put on some giant welding glove and hold it with one hand.
Tie a string around it.
Yeah.
Fire it off like a cannon.
That's not a bad idea. I've got one of those lead sleds that you clamp your gun into.
Yeah, do that.
Weigh it down with a sandbag and put a damn string on it.
Yeah. May not be a bad way to start off. I think that Russian stuff's pretty infallible. You know what I mean?
I hope so.
Well, not infallible. What's the word I'm looking for?
Bulletproof.
Yeah, but I've seen those videos. They take the AKs and they shove them in a bucket of water and then they throw them in the sand and the dirt and they work just as fine. It's simple.
Isn't that amazing?
Simple stuff.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
But
we'll see, buddy. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, if you hear anything on those big diamonds, sure could use a smile.
I'll start prying for some information.
What did Haley design herself? Just like an eternity band or
three
rows? A big old rock in there?
No, it's got 11 10-pointers down the middle and then 10 on each side of it. That's a three-row pavé, 10-point diamonds, 31 of them.
Oh, geez. Better get the mounting.
I've got a lot of crisscross polishing and a lot of setting to do, and then I've got to figure out how to add four prongs onto it that are missing. And her husband's going to be bugging us about every hour on the hour, it seems like. Jesus.
Is it done yet? Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope you have a great day. Tell Eric I said hi, and if you get it, shoot me a text or give me a call on my cell or the office here if either of them are available or if they're still working. Either way.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll just start with Erica. I don't know where to even track Haley down, so.
Yeah, I mean, I've emailed her three times. I didn't hear back, but I just chalked that up to.
Not surprising.
New mama, you know.
Yeah, no, that's true. Hey, I'm not going to bug her yet. I'll just let Erica do all the bugging.
There you go.
Perfect.
Not a bad idea.
Pass it on.
Enjoy yourself, Marty. Always good talking to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Good talking to you, Garrett. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.